Welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. It is 2021. I cannot get over how fast last year went by, thankfully. And many of us have so many things to be grateful for. I would say one being that we are here today. I know we all had our turbulence or roller coaster of a ride. But as I was laying here meditating on this first day of 2021, I looked back in my mind and thought, what were my plans and my goals on January 1st, 2020? One of the things that stood out to me was I had planned a whole new tour and all this travel and all this work and business and had all these things on the agenda. And just like everyone else, everything came to a halt. And one thing that I learned last year in 2020 that I'm bringing into 2021 is that I don't want to be so planned out and everything so thought through. I want to live 2021 with openness. I want to be open to new opportunities. I want to be open to God taking the wheel, to Jesus guiding me down my journey. I don't want to have it all mapped out and all planned out. I want to wake up hungry for more. I want to wake up every day excited to grow, excited to expand my business. But I want to live my life with openness. There's so much beauty in this world and so many great things waiting to come into our lives. But 2020 taught us that we have to let go sometimes. We can't go through life trying to control every single twist and turn. We have to learn to accept and embrace the plot twist that God has for us in our lives. Not everything's destined to just go straight and left and right. There are some turns, some U-turns. But you know what? Those U-turns I have learned are the redirections that we need in our lives. They are the swift turns that God provides for us when we've missed a lesson in one of our seasons. I don't want to move forward in one of my seasons without a lesson that is so needed for me to be successful in the next season. I don't want to miss that. I don't want to go blindsided into the next season. I want to be prepared. I want to be ready. When God brings my blessings to the door in 2021, I want to be prepared for them. I don't want to half-ass anything this year. 2020 was a year for me of growth, of preparation. It taught me so much more about myself than I've ever learned about myself. And I know that in 2021, for me, it's going to be about openness. And the willingness to learn, to continue to learn, to continue to evolve, to accept things as they are coming down my path. My whole life, I've always tried to control things. And because of that, I've let myself down time and time and again because I set expectations on opportunities, on people, on endeavors that aren't even supposed to be there because they were my expectations. I was trying to control the situation the whole time. And when that happens, the only thing that occurs is you grow your self-doubt. You get more, a little chip on your shoulder. I don't want to do that. I want to heal. I want to be happy. I want to live with true inner joy, as I always talk about. I don't want to focus on any of the negatives or any of the darkness anymore. And I'm not saying that I'm not going to acknowledge it or that it won't be present. But I want to focus on the goodness. I don't want to focus on the bad stuff. I want to focus on the good stuff. Because when we start focusing on little things that are going bad or the negative sides of things, we end up missing the positive and the beauty in life. And so for 2021, for me, it's just about being open, being grateful, continuing to learn, embracing the changes, and just knowing that at the end of the day, God is guiding us and He is in control of things and His hand is over everything. And for that, I am truly, truly grateful for. What are some of the things you're willing to implement this year? Are you willing to let go of that control? Are you willing to work on that stubborn side of yourself? Are you willing to be more flexible? Are you willing to allow God to make you a little more moldable? I think it's time for us to be a little more fluid and be open to the endless possibilities of greater things coming into our lives than we could have ever imagined. I am praying love, peace, and blessings over your entire 2021. May God bless us all, keep us all, guide us all. Most importantly, may He keep us all safe and healthy. Until next time, make sure you share, subscribe, repost. I love you guys.